Rock Podcast number 25. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off there with one of my favorite songs of all time. I mean, top 10, really. The artist there, Stereo Total, the song is C'est l'amour. It's off of the album Ol A, released originally in 1995, though I think that's the 2003 re-release there. Not sure what the difference is other than a few bonus tracks. That song the lyrics of that song are entirely composed of phrases that German folks knew of French. François went and asked folks at a bar, and that's what they came up with, and C'est la mort was born out of that, which just entertains me to no end. That is, as I said, one of my favorite songs of all time, and I'm very happy that I finally picked up the CD to replace my vinyl, because the vinyl just doesn't get much play in my house anymore. Poor vinyl. Bastard stepchild now. I've got a great show for you today, so I'm going to go ahead and play things rather than just talk about them. The next artist I'm going to play is Volcano. I'm still excited. I'm going to play something off the self-titled release that came out on Polyvinyl in 2004. This is the work of a one gent from Brooklyn, New York. We're going to play the song New Brad. I'm a fan.
I'm standing in your driveway, but since last night, but you're not home. Woo-hoo. Still standing in the driveway, but you don't know that. I bet you've been with some other. Oh,
the smile, you wander out of the summer car. As you look around in the white below, it becomes so unbearable. All the memories back again, as time around it sees no end. And it's all because of you. Thank you.
incredible stuff in that three-song set there. We ended things off there with Mates of State for the Actor. That's off their new one, Bring It Back. It came out March 21st on Barsuk Records. Mates of State, a duo there that I've followed for years from Lawrence, Kansas to San Francisco to, I don't know, all over New England. I don't know if they're in Maine now or Connecticut. I know they've been bouncing around quite a bit. That album is a definite return to the earlier stuff for them. Less punky, I think, than the last album, but with guitars. So you would have thought that you'd, you know, get that continued progression towards more rock sound, but not at all. This one's back to all the quirk and wonderful, and Corey's organ sounds as good as ever. Before that, I played The Fairways, the song Winter Song, from the album This Is Farewell, released on Matinee Records in 2004, a San Francisco band there that has since broken up, aka the title This Is Farewell. That was a CD that was released posthumously that included demo tracks and bits from the unreleased, unfinished second album, and I think some comp tracks, things like that. And it's definitely a progression from their first record, which was very much just cut and paste Belle and Sebastian sort of stuff. Luckily, that is a fantastic thing to be cut and paste of, I guess. That this Is Farewell contains more rounded stuff, more jangly guitars. Kind of harks back to the late 80s, early 90s alternative scene, like Sundays or something like that. And we started the set off with Volcano, I'm Still Excited, with the song New Brad, released in 2004 on Polyvinyl. Not sure if there's anything new coming out. I need to do some research there, because I really love that album. It's solid from top to bottom, with lots of different tracks that I could have played, because so many of them that I love, and so much variety, and very smart stuff there, too. So, we're going to continue on here. A Chicago band called Bang Bang. The song I'm going to play is Radio. It's off their album Decked Out, which will come out in May 9th on Morpheus Records. This is the band's second album, and it's a gutsy album of it's post-punk revival, but it's also got some grunge in it, and then it's got a big nod into new wave as well, and it's just a whole lot of rock. So they've combined a lot of different things to make this happen, and they scare me a little bit. I don't know much about them, maybe a little plastic, but it's undeniable that this is a great song. This is Radio.
La 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 la.
Love.
of Horses with the song Weed Party off the album Everything All the Time, released on Sub Pop Records on March 21st. Band from Seattle there, formerly members of Carissa's Weird, if you remember that band. And this kind of picks up from the same place, a little more Americana maybe, but definitely lots of swirling and dreamy stuff there as well, which is an interesting combination. And that's a very interesting album with lots of great songs. So Band of Horses, something you should check out when they come through your town. Before that, we played Bang Bang from Chicago with a song, I Heard You on the Radio. It is about time to say goodbye, folks, so let me remind you that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast. You can find Too Much Rock on the web at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. As always, every week you get about a half hour of whatever new music I got that week. Good, bad, whatever. You get it. So you got lucky this week because I think everything here was really good. Next week, who knows how you'll fare, but it'll be the same way that I fare. So good or bad. I'd like to thank you for listening. We're going to end things off with a band called Land Speed Record. All one word, all Naked Ray Gun, I guess. The song I'm going to play is called the Linda Lovelace Memorial Fund. This is off the band's Intermission record, which came out in 2004, but was just re-released this year, like very recently. Couple labels, Ambiguous City and Resin. Guess it's a band from Baltimore. Came to me via Morpheus Distribution, which is always kind of hit and miss, as it's bands that are typically under-promoted, underappreciated, and kind of at the wit's end. Sometimes that makes them great bands that just can't seem to get the press they need or make the connections they need, and sometimes it's bands that are separate from the outside world because they've been shunned and should be. So this definitely falls in the first category. Production here is a little rough, but the album has lots of smart bits to it, and the band actually includes a number of DC area post-hardcore luminaries in it, I guess, or at least veterans, if not luminaries. So let's go ahead and end things off with it this week. Thank you for listening. It's been Too Much Rock Podcast number 25. This is Land Speed Record with the Linda Lovelace Memorial Fund.
House wives. Memorial Fund, Linda Lovelace Memorial.